News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, today, Taoiseach de Simon Harris will ask the Cabinet to approve the drafting of the general scheme of a bill to prohibit the importation of goods from illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Barry Ward, Fine Gael TD for Dunleary and Senior Counsel, and Mairead Farrell, Sinn Féin TD. Mairead, I think I might come to you first. Is this a good thing in your view?
Well, look, what we need to see is goods and services included here, and that's really crucial. And by the sounds of things from government, this might only include goods. That wouldn't really be what the ICJ has envisaged. The ICJ, the highest court in the world, said very clearly that the Israeli settlements in the West Bank are illegal. And as a result of that, they said very clearly that we must end all trade with them. That includes both goods and services. And don't forget that 70% of our trade is actually in services.
OK, let me come to you, Barry. So what Mairead is saying there is this doesn't go far enough. Are you excluding services and why?
Well, I haven't seen the bill and the bill hasn't been drafted yet, but I will say that the government is absolutely committed to passing this legislation. It's important as making a statement from Ireland's point of view as to, as Mairead says, the illegal nature of the settlements and trade with the settlements is illegal. And it's something that we need to put down into Irish law as well. But it is also important to recognise that the amount of trade with the settlements in the West Bank is small. It's less than 200,000 euro, as I understand it. So it's not something that is a panacea. It's not going to stop a single bullet being fired in Gaza. It's not going to save a child's life. And there's no trade at all with Gaza. There are no settlements in Gaza. But the principle involved in this is hugely important. And that's why Simon Harris has massively accelerated this bill since he became Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade. And that's why the government is committed to making it law.
Mairead, would you say the government has massively accelerated this bill?
Well, they've been promising it for some time. We've been talking about this for the last 7 years when Francis Black initially spoke about this particular bill and drafted this bill. They then promised it during the general election. And now we're several months by and we're talking about a bill that, to be honest, what they are talking about is just including goods in this and not including services. And that is, if you're talking about a 70-30 ratio, just simply not good enough. A euro that is spent through goods and put into the
what kind of services are and I'm asking this as a genuine question. I know the goods that we're talking about here, they're things like agricultural products, olives and dates, etc. What kind of services do we import from the occupied settlements?
Well, for example, there's Airbnb, and Airbnb obviously has is being facilitated from an office in the Dublin Docklands. Now, if you look at Airbnb, it has huge amounts of properties on Airbnb, but 200 of those properties are actually on in the West Bank. So Palestinians were forced out of their homes and off their land in the West Bank, and illegal Israeli settlements were put there.
Okay. Now, I have to put it to Mairead. It seems very unlikely that any Irish person is going to go to an Airbnb now in the occupied West Bank. That would seem extraordinary.
The point is that it's being facilitated through the Dublin Docklands. The point is that that service is being facilitated through the Dublin Docklands, and that as a result of that, if any of the three of us or anybody around the world wants to go on a sun holiday to the Israeli illegal settlements in the West Bank, they could do so to those 200 properties.
Right.
So that's a minuscule amount.
Let me put that to Barry. Barry, what do you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with Mairead. Like, I think the notion of supporting anybody operating within an Israeli, an illegal or Israeli settlement in the West Bank is appalling. But I think it's important to remember that, firstly, Mairead says this bill has been around for years. The bill that Francis Black has drafted, and I was a colleague of Francis's, I have consistently said I support the principle of the bill she has written. It is absolutely illegal and it cannot pass, which is why the minister said we have to draft a new one. The government is committed to passing this law, but it has to be one that's operable. There's no point in passing a law that then is going to fall at the first hurdle in terms of any legal challenge. The reason that we can now do this is not just because we want to, but because of the decision of the ICJ as a preliminary opinion that there is probably genocide happening in Gaza. And that's what empowers the Irish government to actually make this legislation. It can only happen in relation, for example, to the West Bank. The bill that Francis has drafted applies to any legal settlement anywhere in the world, including somewhere like Crimea or Western Sahara or whatever it might be. So it's important to remember that trade policy and trade legislation is extremely complex, Okay. And it takes time to put it together.
I take your points that it has to stand legally in terms of the framework of our trade arrangements within the EU. Mairead, I suppose I did give you the first, but I think I'm going to give you the last word too. Are you going to support this bill that the government, are you going to...
Well, of course it's really important that we ban trade with goods, but we do need to include services. Any ban of trade obviously should include both.
Barry has said he hasn't seen the bill, so he doesn't know exactly what is within it. If services are within it, will Sinn Féin be supporting the government bill?
Well, of course, if services are included in it. But the point is, Simon Harris did do an interview in relation to this over the course of the weekend where it seemed apparent that services wouldn't be included in it. Now, we'll have to wait and see, but I really do hope that services will be included in it.
And thank you both very much. That is Barry Ward there and Mairead Farrell.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.